Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West. Today's recipe is salmon and kale in papillote. The ingredients will be 4 6-ounce skinless salmon fillets, Cooking Sensations Gourmet seafood seasoning, or whatever seafood seasoning you have in your cabinets will work well. And this is always to taste. Remember, whenever we're seasoning, 3 tablespoons of Rosenthal olive ranch, garlic olive oil. If you don't have that, any extra virgin olive oil will suffice well. Kosher salt and black pepper, fresh ground to taste. 1 thinly sliced lemon. 1/2 cup of white wine, preferably Chardonnay. 3 tablespoons of organic pastures raw butter. 2 large garlic cloves minced. 3 cups of kale. The directions are to heat your oven to 400 degrees using parchment paper. Cut into a perfect 8 to 10 inch circle as your plate. Carefully place your salmon along with all of your other ingredients. Season to taste with salt and pepper. Place the lemon slices on top of your fish along with 3 cups of kale per fish. Remember to put kale under the lemon so the lemon juice can infuse into the kale. Add in your wine and butter and prepare to close and seal up. Remember first to put your garlic cloves in as well, whole, because we just want to take the flavor out of the garlic. We do not want to have garlic on top of the fish, but it does infuse well with the sauce that you're going to make here. Number 4 is to carefully fold your paper in half with the ingredients still inside, almost to a half moon shape, pinching each of the sides to create a seal or a pocket, also known as cooking in papillote. This is a very rare technique that's flashy enough to be done in a fancy restaurant and works beautifully at home as well. The basic method involves wrapping food in individual parchment or foil packets and baking them in a hot oven. The flavors inside mingle and intensify as the food cooks in its own steam. When the packets are open, usually at the table for a touch of dinner time drama. And this is a technique I've done many a times in restaurants. And even though it's an older technique, it still gets everybody really excited when you're having an papillote style cooked dish. You will cook this for about 7 to 8 minutes. We don't want to overcook the fish or overcook anything else. And I promise you guys will really enjoy this fantastic little surprise of a dish. And it's always got that fun factor, serving something that's wrapped up. It's like a surprise on Christmas. Remember, for this and many more recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West.